This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week.
Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. And by the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You know, there's an unwritten rule. It's Tommy Lugauer, After Hours. Lugi in the late night, 888-808-1019. There's this unwritten rule where, you know, if you're getting married, you try to avoid a football Sunday. If you're having a birthday party for your kid, you try to avoid, you know, football Sundays. There's just something about football, you know, it's once a week, especially for your team, where you try to avoid any kind of events or anything going on during football. Like, I get mad all the time when the Knicks are playing at noon on a football Sunday, and I got to get reminded because, again, I don't have kids, although we will be welcoming a new member to the Lugauer family in a few weeks, the Persian teacup cat named Gideon, or whatever my wife wants to name it by then. I'm told that kids like going to the noon games. It's like, well, all right, fine, but, like, you know, I want to watch football. I don't want to, you know, and I love the Knicks, but, like, you know, there's a million other nights to do this. I bring this up because I'm watching the Knicks game. I'm watching, you know, it's watching the Knicks and watching the playoffs. And they're in Portland and the building is packed. To me, you have a lot of opportunities. Like, isn't everybody a football fan? Doesn't everybody love watching football? Especially the playoffs, the Super Bowl. These are events. Now, maybe you're a transplant. It's your only chance to see the Knicks. You're out there. All right, fine. But the place was packed. I'm like, why aren't these people at home watching football? I don't want to hear you watching on your phone either. There's a million basketball games. Go to another one. This is playoff football. And it was a 6 o'clock tip, so you're talking about part of the, you know, Niner-Eagle game and then bleeding into the game at night with the Chargers and the Patriots. So you're missing, like, multiple games. Now, maybe you're just a basketball fan, I suppose, but to me, like, anytime there's anything brought up to me to do during football, I'm like, no. Now, I do college football as well, and I understand that's being a massive pig, but okay. Catch me in February. Catch me in March. Catch me in April. Well, you know, and then I can weave around the baseball games, because 162 baseball games is obviously way too many, and basketball, there's a ton. When it's football, when it's the playoffs, I was under the impression everybody, like if I went to a convenience store during a playoff game and I saw people there, I'd question them. I'd be like, why are you at this store? I mean, there's football going on. And maybe that's the bubble that we're in, because it's not even just a sports bubble. Like, obviously people outside that aren't sports fans, but even in the sports bubble, there are sports fans attending another sporting event during the NFL playoffs, which I found to be like packed. The place was literally sold out to watch this game. A regular season basketball game during the NFL playoffs. I found that to be crazy. Like I said, if you're getting married and you invite me on a football Sunday, I'm not going to go. Well, you know, or you get one of two things. Either I'm not going, or I'm going to watch the game when I'm at the wedding. Like, I'm going to put the thing on my phone. Funny story here. And I'll get to your calls here in 1 second. one of the great moments in Mets history. Robin Ventura, the grand slam single. I didn't see that play. It was at my cousin's wedding. Oh, it's one of those cousins where he was like the youngest, so he's really more like an uncle, cousin-y, whatever. He's a family member. So the game is on where he got married at like a golf course where they have like the hall, and there was like the clubhouse where the TV was. So myself, my grandfather, a couple of my uncles, we were sneaking back and forth to watch the game. I mean, this is the postseason. It's a huge Met game. Well, my family, this was my Italian side of the family, we took a big picture like they do in The Godfather. There's just one problem with the picture. I'm not in it. Neither is my grandfather, neither are several of my uncles. Well, again, this preceded, you know, phones where I could watch the thing on my phone. We get back to the hall because we're kind of going in and out with commercials. I think several of my aunts were either going to divorce my uncles. My grandfather, my grandma literally ripped them a new you-know-what. And I was still young at the time, so I didn't really have a lot of stroke. And my mom said, if you don't, you know, I'm going to basically smack you around. Not that she would, but, you know, not literally, but like figuratively. You missed the photo. You ate the Oni? So I couldn't leave during this. And then one of my uncles, who clearly doesn't care, yelled at by his wife, snuck out and alerted everybody about Ventura. And I didn't see it. I did not see it live. So that stupid wedding cost me that. And we don't get a lot of these moments as sports fans. So really, the moral of the story is don't get married on any... Really, just can we get married in after hours? Maybe I could be the priest and we could just do this during after hours. But you got to make a decision. Now, luckily, we are at a point in life where we could just watch the damn thing on my phone. So I would have seen the Ventura thing on my phone because I would have had it on at the table. And people would have been huddling around like I'm showing pictures of Sidney Sweeney at the table. But instead, it's a Met game. Let's go to Ray in Brooklyn. What's up, Ray?
Loogie, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good, good. What's happening?
I'm chilling. Listen, I wanted to discuss, obviously, you know, the latest thing at hand with our New York Giants, which is the coaching search. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I think you're leaning McCarthy. Is that correct?
That is, yeah. I mean, I have Harbaugh. Yes, I have Harbaugh and McCarthy neck and neck. And I think, in a lot of ways, McCarthy to me is a little more realistic. Meaning Harbaugh has a lot of suitors. Not saying that the Giants aren't a sexy, attractive job, but there's a lot of teams out there that I want the services of Harbaugh, and there's some teams that he has ties to, like a Miami, potentially a Green Bay. And McCarthy, I think, could be had a lot easier than Harbaugh, and also I think you get the same type of results because he has a very similar resume to Harbaugh.
All right. No, I understand all of that, but here's the thing. Here's the reason why Harbaugh, to me, is by far the leader in the clubhouse in terms of like who we, you know, Giants fans should want. I understand what you're saying about the fact that he's probably less attainable. But I don't know. The Giants are a pretty good job right now. Matt LaFleur has not been fired yet.
Nope.
And Nick Sirianni hasn't been fired. So
nope.
We're just dealing with the current situation, right? So
yep.
I think with the current situation and the teams that are looking, the Giants are as attractive as anybody, obviously, because they got, you know, regardless of the record, they have talent, and especially at the spot where, you know, where you're looking for a quarterback. So with Harbaugh, I heard you ask the question last time, like after we spoke, would, you know, in general to the fans, would you be willing to pay the $20 million, the $10 million for his coaches, and, you know, yada, yada? And the answer to me is yes. And, you know, I understand that he's 63 years old, but, I mean, you got Pete Carroll, who's 74.
Oh,
you got Belichick still coaching.
100%.
So I don't think, that's
Andy
a concern.
Reed.
Right, Andy Reid. And these guys, you know, well, Andy Reid is definitely still effective. And here's the thing, as far as the resumes, they are similar when you look at them in general, but when you contextualize, you know, you'll see that he has, even though Lamar Jackson, you know, is probably the biggest choke artist in the sport, you know what I'm saying? So, and you're right about Josh Allen, by the way, I digress. Josh Allen is the best player in the planet. I'm a Giants fan, but I'm a huge Josh Allen fan.
Yep.
I think he gets, like, too much hate and vitriol, you know, in that other station, you know, for whatever reason. They have their own agendas. You know, they want to protect Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes. You get where I'm going. But anyway, I digress. So, yeah, I prefer this guy's resume, John Harbaugh, because he's had, even though he hasn't, you know, climbed the mountain with Lamar Jackson, he still just recently made, you know, the championship game. Yep. Whereas, you know, this guy does have that stench that you mentioned from Dallas where, you know, Stephen A. Smith and these guys are clowning them,
sure.
You know, him and the franchise.
Yeah, he was in the circus for a couple of years. I mean, there's no other way around it. The Cowboys are the circus. And when you feel like you're a carnival act and you're the bearded woman or you're the guy that can eat fire and you come out of that circus in Dallas where it's where Jerry Jones just creates this environment and he almost like embraces the type of media coverage that they get negatively and or positively. Yeah, he kind of has that stench, Ray. And then maybe it comes down a little bit like physical appearance. I mean, we are a materialistic society or superficial society. So maybe that goes into it where Harbaugh a little bit, you know, the chiseled jawline and Mike McCarthy is not that. I mean, that I'm not saying that's 100%. That could be like 5%.
Right.
You know what it is, Ray? Ultimately,
not for me.
No, me neither. But I think ultimately it boils down to, like, I think if somebody had a circle why they'd want Harbaugh over McCarthy or why they think he'd be the better candidate, people think Harbaugh has done more with less. Flacco, you know, that type of stuff. Then McCarthy obviously has done less with more.
Big one.
You know what I mean? Having Rodgers, having Dak, and only winning the one Super Bowl. So I think that's what people are going to point to as far as the tiebreaker, if it even is a tie in their minds. They're going to say Harbaugh has done less, and he's more of an alpha. He's more of that voice in the locker room in his presentation, where McCarthy is more laid back and more of a player's coach, which can be good in some circumstances, but maybe for this Giant team a little younger that needs a swift kick in the ass, Harbaugh would be more that guy.
Right. No, Loogie, you basically are, you know, you continue to hit the nail on the head when it comes to the difference differentiating the two. And remember, you know, McCarthy, he did make the playoffs those years with Dallas, but they were a tremendous flop in the first round every single time. I placed that mostly on Dak Prescott, to be honest with you. But still, he, you know, obviously he was the head coach.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, like I said, Loogie, you hit it on the head, man. I have nothing else to add. I just appreciate it, man. Thank you.
No, you got it, Ray. And the one guy that I would not hire is Kevin Stefanski.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
A guy that I think is a Brian Daboll 2.0. Very similar tracks here. Coach of the year the first year. Win a playoff game. And then stink for the rest. Okay, Stefanski won another coach of the year. I equate coach of the years. Like, if unless you win the Super Bowl. Or even maybe get to one. I mean, Stefanski won two coach of the years. He's won one playoff game. It's a superlative in high school. You're everybody's buddy. You're best looking. You're most athletic. Well, ask all the people that won those superlatives. 3 years later, what did that do for them? Nothing. Was I voted funniest in my class? No. Was that a miscarriage of justice? Yes. Do I still harbor it to this day? Of course I do. You kidding me? Like when I go back home and I feel like Vince Papale and everybody's telling me that yo, Loogie, you made it. Yeah? Why didn't you vote for me most funniest in senior year? You didn't like me at then, don't kiss my ass now. Coach of the year. Great. Who cares? You can put that on toilet paper. It means nothing. It's just an award. What matters is winning. And Stefanski didn't do enough of that, because if he did, he'd still be in Cleveland. Let's go to Ron in Morris County. What's up, Ron?
I would love to discuss some of this, the roster holes with the New York Giants. I think, you know, I might be one of the few that feels this way, but I think that our running back room actually feels pretty solid especially as far as, you know, losing Barkley. It's as solid as I feel like it could be after letting Barkley walk.
Yeah, Ron, I think you laid it out there perfectly. I think it's a good running back room anyway, but when you consider, and Barkley did not have a great year. I mean, he played well today, but he did not have a great year. I'm sure he'll bounce back, but he didn't have a great year. When you factor in that and how they mismanaged it, they should have traded Saquon Barkley. Like, that's what they should have done. They could have gotten a pick for him. Instead, they not only let him walk, Ron, in their brilliant move, they filmed it. They filmed themselves losing Saquon Barkley, which still is ultimately the dumbest thing you could think of. It made everybody look bad. It made Mara look bad. It made Joe Shane look bad. It was just a bad, 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 bad idea. And it became like a meme, the whole field. So all things considered, bouncing back from that, Tracy, I like a lot. Scadaboo, I love. I just think everything he can bring to the table, he's got to stay healthy. We'll see over the course of his career and how long of a career he has. But Cam Scadaboo is a spark to this team, and he's everything that they needed, especially offensively, him along with Dart, as far as their energy. But I love the running back room, so we're lockstep with that.
I believe that, you know, not only Scadaboo as a player, but Scadaboo as a locker room culture is, you felt it when he went down.
Yeah.
The entire energy of that team took a nosedive.
Yep.
And it was incredible to see a rookie have that kind of impact on an entire locker room. I mean, when they would come into games with Scadaboo, they were coming in with swag, a different energy, a winning mindset. It felt like as soon as Scadaboo went down, the whole season kind of went off the rails.
Well, Ron, I felt losing
neighbors was obviously no help.
Oh, yeah, of course. Malik was felt more for that weapon on the outside.
Yeah.
And Malik has that quiet, you know, cockiness, confidence. Yep. It's a different type of thing than what Scatterboo brings to the table. When they beat the Eagles and Dart and Scatterboo, Scatterboo's like ripping his shirt off.
Yeah.
And you had guys, you know, they're painting their faces. They're doing backflips. They're dancing. The Giants became the Savannah Bananas, but like in a great way, you know. And I mean, like, it was like very exciting, and like they were doing all kinds of cool things. And I was like, yeah, the Giants are now the Savannah Bananas. And then all of a sudden, Scadaboo gets hurt. They lose that game in Denver. Everything goes downhill, and they never were able to get that spark back, Ron, until the last couple games of the year. But at that point, I don't know where you stand on this. I didn't want them to win those games. So their energy in those performances was not something that I welcomed, because I already felt like Dart is the goods, and I didn't need to see it in two games at the end of the year to justify it.
I believe that We've seen enough from Dart. I personally think maybe this is a little too far. I think they should have benched Dart for the last couple.
Oh, we're done. Yeah, we're 100%. I was on board with the I called it relaxing Jackson. I would have started Russell Wilson for the final two games because
Tank.
Lose on purpose, whatever. Draft capitalizing for a brighter tomorrow or strategizing or harvesting. But I would say is that Russell Wilson gave the team the best chance to lose. And also, you paid Russell Wilson all this money. Would you pay him so he could go hang out with Ryan Seacrest on New Year's Eve? No, you paid him in this spot to lose. You know what, Ron? I appreciate the laugh. It only took six jokes. I mean, geez, the Savannah Bananas joke. I know Al Dukes is laughing in the car. Come on. Scho's laughed. Jerry might have laughed. Jerry, it's hard to get Jerry to laugh, especially off air. I mean, it's hard to get Jerry to laugh off air. I sat across from him for years. I wouldn't laugh. I mean, you know, you just go, Tom, these moments, they suck. And then we'd move on. I thought I had a couple of funny things there. It took a while, but we got there. Yeah, I mean, I'm paying. They paid Russell Wilson, what, $20 million? To what, hang out with Ryan Seacrest and go to SummerSlam? And go to Knick games? Russ, you're famous enough. You could get Knick tickets. So that, to me, is where the Russell Wilson signing could have been made. That's where Russell Wilson signing, where you could have cashed the checks if you were the Giants. Like, it would have came to fruition. Like, I was all for Start Dart. I wore the sign on my chest, Start Dart. First one on the station that said, Jackson Dart needs to be the Giants' starting quarterback in week one. He's ready. He's got all the tools. He came out of Ole Miss, a program under Lane Kiffin, where I felt like he had been developed to be the guy right out of the gate. The confidence, the cockiness, the swagger, everything. And Russell Wilson stinks. So maybe Jameis Winston, if he was a starter, I would have had a different thought on it. But with Russell Wilson being the starter, I was like, no way. Start Dart. And then later in the year, it was all about relaxing Jackson because Jackson Dart needed to relax. He needed to go on winter break like any college student or young man. Not that he's a college student, but you know, in school, you're learning things because everyone's like, he's got to learn. Well, you learn in college and then you go on break. You go on winter break where you learn, you know, my mom's cooking is a lot better than I thought it was because I've been having cafeteria food for the last couple of months. And then you go on spring break and you learn, it's still a kid-friendly show, so I can't say what you learn on spring break, but you learn a lot. Sometimes the hard way, but you do learn things. And really, Jackson Dart needed to learn by relaxing Jackson and taking a seat and putting Russell Wilson in there. So I was all for that. Now, I asked Tiki to give upper management this idea. Like, I wrote it down on a napkin, and I gave it to Tiki. And I said, Tiki, can you give this to somebody over there? You know, I don't know if they listen to the station all the time, especially in the hours that I'm on. Can you please do this? And I think he was going to, but maybe they didn't get the message. Because especially when you watched Fernando Mendoza on Friday, and even if you're not a college football fan, I assume you were locked in on that game. Big game, college football semifinal, Indiana starting to get a lot of buzz, you know, undefeated season, Cignetti, the whole deal. Mendoza wins the Heisman. After watching that game, I was even more upset that the Giants don't have the number one overall pick. Because I think Mendoza's stock got even higher after that. Now, we know the Raiders are taking him. But if the Giants were sitting there at one, the higher the stock would rise for Mendoza, the better it would be for the Giants because it's the more assets they could obtain for him. Like, with every passing moment, if you're the Jets, you're like, man, this Mendoza, because a lot of the discourse going into that game was, what if Moore outplays Mendoza? He could be the number one overall pick. I mean, you got half the world telling Dante Moore to stay at Oregon than New York. That's where we're at right now. You're better off in Eugene, although, let's be real here, and I made this comment, and I'd like to backtrack on the comment I made, because I said an inaccurate thing. When I watched Ole Miss and Miami, I said that was the cheerleader bowl because they had like the best looking cheerleaders, both those teams. And then I watched Oregon on Friday and I realized I was wrong. Oregon has the best. It was they were so good looking that even when Indiana was dominating the game, they still kept showing Oregon. They were dying for Oregon to complete a pass so they could show these cheerleaders. And I'm sitting there going, these are college students? What college are they going to? I didn't know. When I went to college, girls didn't look like this. So I take that back. Oregon wins that in a landslide. But the point is that you're watching this game and you're like, Dante Moore is not very good. And half the world's telling him to stay in Eugene. Half the world can't even point out where Eugene is. Most people listening to me in the car going, Eugene's my cousin. Not a place to play college football. But believe it or not, that's where Oregon plays. And that's maybe where Dante Moore stays. And even if he comes out, are you going to go in that direction? I don't know. Let's go to Ray on the fan. What's up, Ray?
Hey, what's up, Loogie?
Hey, what's happening?
So, I'm a counselor, okay? And
you're what?
I care about the people that listen to the fan.
What are you?
Just that we, as Loogiekers, as people, all right, as a community,
yeah,
forget about the Jets and the Giants. Forget about Jim Harbaugh and Jackson Dart.
Well, John Harbaugh. But,
And focus on Buffalo. They're getting a new stadium. We can use our expensive vehicles to travel out there and go see them.
Are you trying to recruit? Are you trying to recruit Giant and Jet fans to become Bill fans? Or are you saying the focus of WFAN radio should be on the Bills over the Giants and Jets?
I'm talking about my fellow human beings and the torture that we've gone through for all these years, listening to the Jets, following them. I don't even watch the Jets no more. I start to watch the games, and then I say to myself,
oh, you're a Jet fan.
I've even seen the interesting part of them getting every which way you can imagine,
yeah.
And that's not even fun no more. But the Buffalo Bills, they're from New York, man.
Wow. They're from Canada, really. But they're more Canada than New York, but they're way up there.
No, they're New York, bro.
You got a nosebleed going on.
And New York is New York. Okay?
Well, not really.
You can go out there. No. You can visit the Niagara Falls.
Yeah, you're in Canada.
You can use the vehicles. You could go visit the new stadium next season. Let's get behind the Bills. Let's forget about the Giants. Let's forget about the Jets. And while we're at it, forget about the Knicks, too. It's been 15 years.
No, we're not going to get rid of it.
30 years to forget about
them. Yeah, but it's Knicks in 26, right?
I can't stand it no more. No. I love the Bills. They play football. They play it correctly.
They do play football.
When the Bills played the Giants, and Norwood missed, I was a Giants fan back then. And the Giants
were you a Giant fan or a Jet fan? I can't tell which one you are.
I'm more of a Jets fan than a Giants
fan.
Both. But the Jets, they can't do nothing right. The Giants can't get out of their own way.
No.
Forget about them. They're going to get it right. They're going to screw everything up again. No. They're going to keep screwing up for more and more years. While the Bills have a shot, man.
But Ray, the problem is, and I appreciate the call, is that they're... They're not a New York team. Now, if you want to support them, that's fine. But you're driving past Syracuse, I think, to get to them. You might as well go to Montreal. Well, Loogie, the Jets and Giants play in Jersey. Yeah, they're very close though. And I get it. They play in a spaceship landed, and it's MetLife Stadium. And the Bills are getting a brand new stadium. I'm not saying that the Bills aren't. You know, you got Josh Allen. You got a brand new stadium. They've had success. I get that. But tough to call them a New York team. That's all. And really, if you want to be, like, then you know what? If you want to be a New York team, then call yourself the New York Bills. And you call yourself Buffalo. You know what I mean? Like New York Jets, New York Giants. They don't call themselves the New Jersey Jets. They don't call themselves the New Jersey Giants. They call themselves the New York. So when you don't say New York in front of it, you've kind of drawn the line. And I think that they're cool with that up there. I don't think they care. And they're throwing through people through tables and they're chucking things on the field that, you know, even in after hours, we can't bring up on the air. I'm not saying any of those words. I know between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. they say them, and between 5 a.m. and 6 a.m. they say them. They are in a different clout than me. I'm not saying these words on the radio. I'm sorry. I'm not even going to try to describe it to you. But they're throwing things on the field that are, things you would use after hours. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Tommy Lugauer, Loogie in the late night. We'll get back to your calls on the Giants, on the Jets. We'll mix in a little bit. It's mostly football, but just one quick little Mets story that Jim Duquette reported on just a few hours ago. So it's a little bit of news here. We'll mix that in. We got another, hour and a half, 5 a.m. Alan Jerry, the warm-up show comes your way at that time. So a lot of football, reaction to all the games over the weekend. I'll give my takes on those. Giants, Jets, the whole deal. The number's 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
3:33 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer.
Lukey.
After hours, 888-808-1019. You know, one of the, in my opinion, worst inventions ever is group texts on a cell phone. Yes, they serve a purpose. Sometimes they can be funny. You go on like a guy's trip, it's funny. Like, you know, watching the games and stuff like that, it could be funny. You know, you're almost like you're watching the games with all your friends, betting on the games, but you're not together, but yet you're living almost like you're sitting next to each other and watching the game. Otherwise, I can't stand it. You know, and especially with these new hours, I wake up to like 95 texts. None of them matter. And there's always like a story or two that all your group texts and all your buddies will send you, no matter what it is. And it's like, what I'm thinking is like, does that person realize that I'm most likely have gotten this already? I can't tell you how many people texted me Donald Trump's tweet about John Harbaugh. I mean, literally to the point where by the 12th time I got the text, I was going to say, dude, I've seen this already. Like, I get it. He wants the Giants to hire Harbaugh. Harbaugh, great guy, great family. Like, I get wonderful American. I get it. Yeah. He tweeted that. We always wonder if, like, Trump's on the bowl when he's tweeting these things. It's possible. We say that about Francesa, too, sometimes. Like, he's just on the porcelain throne, and he's... Look, I could see that. Like, back in the day, like, before Beningo... I don't think I'm outing him. I'm guarantee you this story's been out there. When we were in Astoria, which was like a fun house, meaning it was like a frat house and a fun house. There was so many different nooks and crannies of it. And everybody had quote unquote offices, but they really weren't offices. They were just like closets. So when I interviewed for my internship, which goes with Eddie, his office was literally a closet. He was sitting... You know those like paint buckets that people play the drums in Penn Station? That's what he was sitting on. And he had like this shirt that said like, you know, pull my finger. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, this is the fan? He was in a closet. Well, Beningo's office was a bathroom upstairs. Like, and by upstairs, we were really downstairs from the basement. We were like underground practically. So it was like six floors up in a bathroom. And he would just go in there and you know, do his business and read the newspaper. So nobody really reads the newspapers as much anymore. You know, maybe online, maybe on their phone, but the actual newspaper itself, I don't know. Maybe that, but that used to be a thing you did in the bathroom. Like my uncle, like he, you say, I'm going to go read the newspaper, and he'd go in the bathroom, and he'd be out like 5 hours later. I'm like, how many pages did you read of the newspaper? How many times did you read it? Well, I feel like now that's what people do on Twitter. They just kind of scroll on the toilet. Or tweet on the toilet. But yes, 45 people sent me the tweet of Donald Trump. He's wonderful. Hi, Harbaugh. To the point where I was like, enough. I get it. It's funny, you know, and then, you know, I insert the jokes here, whatever. But great. I think the Giants know that, though. we appreciate the advice. I mean, I assume you appreciate it. But, like, we know we got to hire John Harbaugh. He's certainly, at least on my list, neck and neck with Mike McCarthy. But Harbaugh getting a ringing endorsement from Donald Trump. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Stuart's in Brooklyn. What's up, Stuart?
Good morning, Tommy. Happy New Year again.
Well, Stuart, we went over this last time. So it's not really morning for me. So I've been up since probably like 11:30 a.m. I know you've only been up for an hour. So I'm sympathetic to that. It's good morning for you. But for me, and I want to still say for the most of our audience, it's good evening. And then the Happy New Year stuff. Stu, I love you. But I figure you're going to call me every time I'm on the overnight. We're going to be sitting here in June. You're going to be telling me a Happy New Year. You know,
no,
so I
no,
think
no, we, not in June. All right. No, okay, fine.
Why, I think we're past the Happy New Year stuff. Yeah.
We'll stop.
Okay.
The Giants.
Yeah.
Harbaugh has to be the guy because he has the it factor. He has the thing that he can motivate these players, and the Giants do have some good pieces.
Definitely.
Especially with the quarterback.
Absolutely.
Can you trust Joe Shane to make the right decision?
Yeah, I can. I can, Stuart. Okay. Stewie. I would say that Joe Shane has done a better job. I would give him a B+ if I was grading him because I think he's improved the offensive line greatly. I think the defensive line should be playing a lot better. I think it's more about the coaching than it is the actual talent. Obviously, Jackson Dart, which he has some credit for because he allowed it, you know, the team that, you know, he made the decision. Dable wanted him, but Joe Shane okayed it. I like the running back room a lot, Malik Nabers, the whole deal. So I think Joe Shane's done a better job than a lot of people give him credit for. I might be one of the one supporters, so I do trust him.
Okay. Yeah. So, and if they don't get Harbaugh, who should be next on?
Well, I like Mike McCarthy.
I
think he's a winner, and I know he's a winner, and I think he's a guy who can walk in here, Stewie, next year. Like, if they hire McCarthy tomorrow or next week, I think this coming season the Giants win 10 games and go to the playoffs. Why? Because Mike McCarthy's track record tells me that. He's a consistent winner. He wins double-digit games, and he gets to the playoffs year in and year out, and that's in two different stops, Green Bay and Dallas.
And after all, he coached that circus down in Dallas with Jerry Jones. And I don't know how he succeeded down there with that Jerry Jones in the background. They always trying to be the voice of reason, as he would say. And
he's a control freak, Jerry Jones. We know.
Oh, yeah, Jerry Jones, control freak.
He would go out there and throw a pass if he could. Well, he can, but I mean, you know what I mean. Like, he just wants to run the whole
He just wants to be in total control of the whole team.
Yeah, now Stewie, because I remember the last call that we had together. It was really the first call on After Hours that we had. And you discussed something or threw something out there. We didn't have enough time because we were up against the top of the hour, but we got plenty of time right now. And for those of you that missed it last week and are just tuning in right now for it, you have a spaceship?
No, Tommy, that's just the thing in my head that I would like to see a jettison certain people out of here.
Okay,
out of the realm. Tommy.
I got you. Because last
you
week,
know why, Tommy?
Well, last week you told me
why are people? Why is Brian Cashman allowed to hold?
Why don't you have a spaceship?
For 28 years.
I spent all week thinking you had a spaceship, and now you're telling me that it's more just
Tommy,
like a
that was just that's just
hypothetical.
Something I floated
is that
out
a metaphor?
Here. What? It's a metaphor.
Yeah, because really, Stu, I spent all because I know I was like Stuart in Brooklyn. Who's you're a longtime caller to this station, you know, however many years, decades, right? You've been calling mostly the overnights, right? But you'll mix it in, you know, you'll mix a wedding every now and then. So you call a lot. And then last week you were like, yeah, I have a spaceship.
It was a metaphor, Tommy.
But then you said you had a pilot for the spaceship.
Yeah, me.
That's made up.
I was going to get these people out of here.
So wait a minute.
I want Cashman fired. God.
Right. So you want to? So what you're telling me here, Stu, is that your off-season plan for the Yankees is to put Brian Cashman in a spaceship. A spaceship that you yourself would pilot, even though, to my knowledge, you don't have any experience flying.
No,
it would probably be dangerous for you and for Brian Cashman because you are not an astronaut. But you do have this spaceship that you would like to put Brian Cashman in. Who else would be in that said spaceship, Stewie?
David Stearns.
You want to put David Stearns in the spaceship. Okay, so now we have Brian Cashman, Stewart in Brooklyn, who's the pilot, even though you're not an astronaut and you have no real technical skills, I assume, flying the plane, spaceship. And then you want to have David Stearns and Brian Cashman in the spaceship. Who else you put in the spaceship?
Hal Steinbrenner.
You want to put Hal Steinbrenner in the spaceship. Mm-hmm. Interesting. All
I
right.
want these people.
Now, where are you going when you go to space?
A certain planet, which I won't mention the name.
A certain planet that you won't mention the name. That's interesting.
It's a body part.
No, I gotcha. Well, really, you could say Uranus, but I mean...
Uranus, yes.
Well, no, but Uranus is really, if you talk to people that think they're super smart, they would call it, it's actually the pronunciation, Stewie, is Uranus.
Okay, Uranus.
Yeah. Well, okay. We're in this together.
But Tommy, my point being...
But Stewart, this is my point, though, and we'll get to your point, but my point is I spent all week, I'm not kidding, because you were the first after-hours show, and I said, Stewart in Brooklyn has a spaceship. I cannot wait to talk to him about said spaceship because I was wondering, A, where was it located? Because you live in Brooklyn. I used to live in Brooklyn near Barclays Center. There's really not a room for a spaceship. So I was wondering where said spaceship was located. I was wondering where you were going when you actually went to space. And I was also wondering, gee, I don't know, how you could afford one. So these were all the things that I was going to ask you, Stewie.
It was a metaphor, Tommy. And yes,
this feels like an M. Night Shyamalan ending to a movie where you're so disappointed. You know what I mean? Like you get this stupid twist.
I'm sorry to disappoint
you. What was the dumb
you.
One where they're in the woods? You know what I mean? And then it ends up being present time. What the heck was the name of that movie? It was terrible.
Okay, I mentioned it to
Or the woman that was
I
in the...
mentioned it to Gordon. And they all knew what I was talking about.
Well, hold on a second now. Hold on
yes,
a second, Stewie. Hold on. Are you trying to tell me that you... And what's the M. Night Shyamalan movie with the ones in the water and it's at the hotel? Oh, it was terrible.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. You're trying to tell me that you called up Al Dukes. Now, is this
no,
on
No,
the-
Al Cintron.
Oh, see, this
and
is...
Gordon Damer.
Oh, I thought you meant
C-Mac.
Al.
And C-Mac.
And who?
C-Mac.
Never heard of him. Who's that?
Chris.
Chris who?
McMonagle.
I never heard of him. What does he do? he works here or another? If he's at another station, fine, we give him a pop. Chris McMonagle?
Right now he's on the afternoon drive with Mr. Cotton.
That's who that is. I was wondering. Okay, gotcha.
You didn't sit next to him when you were on the show with Craig.
No, no.
Yes, you did.
You had me confused.
I seen you on TV.
No, that's not me.
I saw you.
No. How could you see me? You don't know what I look like. I mean, you saw me. You could be anybody.
Saw you
I could be someone different than you saw.
Because Chris said that was Tommy right next to him.
Who said that?
Chris McMonagle.
Yeah, I still don't know who that is. But I know that Craig has a new partner here on the Carton Show. The Carton Show.
You were on the Carton Show.
I was not on the Carton Show.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
Maybe I was. Give me a breakfast ball. Maybe I forgot. But I would say that I don't recall being on a said Carton Show. But I know I was on, you know, I've been here for a while, so I've been on a lot of shows, Stewie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Were you ever with Sal Licata?
Well, I mean, was I with him? No, I mean, I worked with him when part-time.
I worked
with him, yeah. I mean, I worked with Sal a little bit as a part-timer when I first started here. But mm-hmm. later on, no, because I was already kind of positioned in another show, and then he came back. But actually, you know what, I did work with him a little bit when he came back. The second go around, I worked with him a bit, but never like on an official one of his shows, more when he was just a part time fill in. Mm-hmm. But again, so you go to Al Dukes, you go to Gordon Damer.
No, Al Cintron.
You go to Al and Gordon, and you tell them about your spaceship, and they understood that it was a metaphor.
Right.
And so I'm an idiot, is what you're telling me, because I took
you're
it.
Not an idiot.
Well, I kind of am, because I took it.
No, you're not. You're
I thought
not
you
an
had
idiot.
A spaceship! I thought you had a spaceship!
No.
And you don't! You don't have that. So we don't have any spaceship now. Is that what you're telling me?
It was just a way of me saying I wanted these people jettisoned out of New York.
I know, but do you? The way you said it, the way you sold it.
It was a fantasy.
Well,
of mine.
We are in the after hours. This is the fantasy time. This is where fantasies become reality in 3, 4, 6 in the morning. A lot of fantasies come true at this time of the hour. You know what I mean, Stu? I mean, this is the time
I know
of
what
night.
You mean.
Yeah, of course. We all do. I mean, let's not like act like we're above that. But wow. So, Stu, I'm going to let you go, my friend. And a happy new year to you. It's a metaphor. He doesn't actually have a spaceship. He doesn't have a spaceship. But if he did, he would put David Stearns, Brian Cashman, and Hal Steinbrenner in the spaceship. All right. And then he called Al Dukes. I figured if you call Al Dukes, I mean, that's 4 hours in the, you know, you, that's why when I said you called Al, I'm like, Al would do 6 years on this. Al's the kind of guy that flips over the seat cushion looking for aliens. He's dying to find one of them. Not that they, it was obviously, you know, there weren't aliens on the spaceship, but I assume if you went to space, perhaps you would find said aliens on the spaceship that Stewart, I thought, had. Because he was very convincing last week. So either I'm a mark or, you know, because obviously the Al and Gordon understood it. But yeah, this, I don't, McMonagle, I don't, you know, vaguely rings a bell. But I don't know anybody really to that name. I do know the Carton Show, and that is on 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. here on The Fan, so you can check them out later today. Believe it or not, it is later today, and then Monday through Friday on that bad boy. And then I'll be back tomorrow at 7 o'clock, so you can check me out as well on that. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. This is Tommy Lugauer. The Fan Focus is sponsored by Chef IQ. Precision cooking, effortless results, chefiq.com. Game number 2 on Sunday, it featured the Niners and the Eagles. And I felt like going into this game, Niners banged up in a big game against Seattle. They couldn't do anything, especially offensively. And I felt like Philly kind of profiles the same as Seattle. They're going to run the ball. They're going to play good defense. And I thought it would be an ugly game. The Niners wouldn't be able to score many points. And Philly, despite some of their offensive woes, would find a way to manage the game. They would win like 20-7. That did not happen. And the Niners won. And that's a credit to their coaching staff. And this is really the why I keep bringing this up with coaching. The 49ers are so bad. Like, they put the graphic out during the broadcast. And Burkhardt and Brady are the best broadcast going right now. They're number one. Romo is lost his fastball a little bit. Here we go, Jim, is more of a caricature than it is actually funny at this point. Brady, who caught a lot of flack in his first year, and I get it. You hear the voice. It's not Burl Ives. You know, it's not deep. So, and I live with that. So, like, when you hear the voice, people are like, eh. You know, he doesn't have a broadcasting voice. And I think that the fact that he has, like, a little, you know, the ownership stuff with Vegas, and he can't be in the meetings. The first year was just a little bit of a, he was boring, dull, didn't work. I think Tom Brady this year has been awesome. The game, the regular season game, the second one between the Bears and the Packers, that was the best broadcasted game all year. All year. Burkhardt was sensational. Brady was sensational. I thought they were fantastic. And again, earlier today, they were phenomenal. Really, really, really good. And I think Brady, right? A lot of people think it's Buck and Aikman. I'm not a big Buck guy. Doesn't really do it for me. Troy Aikman, you could do the drinking game every time he says he's doing a good job. That's just like a constant thing he says. We all have crutches, but he says it constantly. Brady brings a very unique perspective, obviously having just played recently and all the success he's had. And he's just, when he really like breaks it down and like his excitement now like really matches the moment. He's really, really good. And he's made a lot of steps from year one to year two. But during the game, they show this graphic of the 49ers and all the injuries they've had. Millions, more than anybody. And they lost Kittle in this game to the Achilles, Achilles. It wasn't Achilles, the warrior from back in the day that Brad Pitt played in Troy. I'm talking about the actual Achilles. He got hurt. His Achilles heel. So you lose Kittle. You're already banged up as it is on defense. And Shanahan and Bobby Saleh marched into Philadelphia and knocked off the defending champs. That is an A-plus coaching effort. Really is. Because outside of McCaffrey, I mean, Juwan Jennings is a football player. He would have won the Super Bowl MVP if the Niners would have beaten the Chiefs. Remember, he threw for a touchdown, similar one that he had here to McCaffrey. He's a football player, but McCaffrey's really the only guy, especially with Kittle out, that you're losing sleep over. Defense is a bunch of no-names at this point. A lot of their big stars are hurt. And yet, through the power of coaching, the 49ers knocked off the defending champs. And I do think Robert Saleh is going to get a look here for head coach. I do. Could I see him in Tennessee? Yeah. Robert Saleh obviously was bad with the Jets. In my opinion, he was a defensive coordinator masquerading as a head coach. I don't think he can be a head coach because of, I just think the personality is a little bit too much with the, and maybe we had a caller brought this up earlier. Maybe that's a New York thing. Maybe if you run more of a country club, it could work somewhere else. Maybe it could work in Atlanta. Maybe it could work in Tennessee. Didn't work here, especially when you bring in a guy like Aaron Rodgers. And he's riding around on camels in Egypt, and he's going on Pat McAfee's show talking about vaccines and everything else. Conspiracy theories. And I like conspiracy theories, but they are what they are. They're conspiracy theories. They're just, you know, more for fodder than for actual belief. Saleh, it didn't work here. But, you know, he goes back to San Francisco, rehabs everything, you know, like he's doing an awesome bang-up job there. And this is one of those the games where you circle where they're showing him again on the sidelines. It's the old Robert Saleh. And I think teams will look at him and go, you know what? The Jets ruin everybody. And they ruin Saleh. So we're going to give him a chance. We're going to give him a redo. Another opportunity. And then as far as the Eagles, look, it's been like this all year, especially on offense. Something is up there. I don't know what it is. Something is up, and there will be enough noise in Philly over the next X amount of months that changes are coming. Is Sirianni going to be out? Could Jalen Hurts be on the move? Yeah. If I were the Jets, would I trade for him? Yes. He's a winner. He outdueled Mahomes in the Super Bowl. They lost the game, but he played better than him. And then in the rematch, they just thumped the Chiefs. So he's won a Super Bowl. He's won a lot of big games. I like Hurts a lot. I think at one time I would have put him as a top five quarterback. Tough to do it now, but at one point I would have. AJ Brown, I mean, the guy skipped the podium. He didn't meet the media. Having, you know, issues with Sirianni or blow-ups with Sirianni on the sidelines when he's not reading a book. I mean, you know, so it's a mess. And the fans and the media in Philly are going to be screaming for blood here. So I do think something is going to happen. And that could open up the door for maybe the Jets getting in on Hurts, or if Sirianni's gone, obviously Harbaugh would be a name there. I think there's going to be fallout. Even though they just won a Super Bowl, there's just something off with that team. And I don't think it's one of those situations, because remember, even a couple years ago, there was something off. And they rallied, they won a Super Bowl, but now it's rearing its ugly head again. And there's only so many times you could put a Band-Aid on something. Eventually, you know, a marriage like that that's rocky, it leads to a divorce. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. This is After Hours. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night. We'll get back to your calls on the Giants. We'll get back to your calls on the Jets. Quick, real quick, it's mostly football. Quick little Mets story. I just want to get my take on that before we run out of here. Warm-up show, Al and Jerry coming your way at 5 o'clock. 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.